evening, good evening, good evening. It's good again to be in God's house. It's always a joy when we can come together and worship the God of heaven in spirit and in truth. It's a joy when we can come together and look at one another and see that God is working in all of our lives. It's good when we can come together and know that the purpose of coming together is to work out our soul salvation in fear and in trembling. It's also good when we can sing songs of Zion and they can come from our hearts and we can offer them up to God and they can be a sweet smelling aroma to Him. And when we can offer ourselves up to God, as Paul said in Romans 12, we can become a service to God. Amen. And so it's good when we can all come together and worship the God of heaven in spirit and in truth. We've had a wonderful time today. I have anyway. I done had a great time. I don't know about y'all, but I done had a good time. And I plan on having a great time throughout this week. It's good to see all of my friends here. Not only are you guys my brothers and sisters in Christ, but you are my friends. Amen. And so I'm just happy to see all of you here. And I pray that I will say something this week that will cause all of us to think, to think about where we want to really go and how to get there. And I hope and pray and trust that I will say something this week that will stir you up. I hope that it gets you upset. That's okay. I hope it gets you mad. If that's what it takes to stir you up. Because we only get one shot at this thing. And if we miss this one, we won't go to purgatory. The Catholics tell you that stuff. But if you don't get it right on this time side of life, we don't get another shot at this. So my job, as Peter said, I'm here to stir you up by bringing you into remembrance of some things that you already know. Or some of us might not know. But my job is to stir you up. As long as I'm in this old tabernacle. Peter says I'm just here to stir you up. And I like stirring people up. Amen. Like I told you this morning, I'm going to try my best to preach the hell out of Spring Valley. One sister told me, well, I ought to do it for whole San Diego. Well, tonight I'm going to try my best to preach the hell out of San Diego. Amen. But I'm not going to keep you long tonight now because I know everybody is probably trying to get back to your prospective congregation. But y'all know, I let the Spirit have His way. Amen. But I'm going to get out of here on time. I done talked with the Holy Spirit. I asked the Lord, please let me get him out on time tonight. Amen. This morning I told you that this brother erased my notes. I told you that we cannot get to the truth unless we have the Spirit. Spirit plus truth equals worship. In our lesson text, Jesus says, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Don't beat me up about the translation. You'll get it. Jesus said in John 4 and verse number 21, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. He says, you Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Jesus says, believe me, woman, the time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. The Samaritans and the Jews fought. Sound familiar? They fought about which was right, what was the right place to worship. The Samaritan says it was in the mountain up in Gerizim. The Jews said it was the temple in Jerusalem. the temple up on the mountain, the Samaritan said that was the place to worship. But Jesus says to this woman, the time is coming and it's here right now. When none of that stuff is going to matter. Amen. He says, it doesn't matter. He says, you Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation comes through the Jews. Now, Jesus says to this woman, look, you guys are worshiping what you don't know. Why would he say that? He says that because the Samaritans didn't have the prophetic books. So he says, look, you only got the first five books and Moses' books, and you don't know the Messiah as we Jews know him. Amen. And so he says, you worship what you don't know. He says, we worship what we do know, and salvation is coming through, amen, the Jews. In other words, that's me you're looking at, woman.
Yeah.
It's coming through the Jews. It's Jesus that is coming through. A Jew. Amen. And so then he says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers, I want us to look at true worshipers. And I ask the question tonight, are you a true worshiper? Everybody that worships God is not a true worshiper. Jesus says, watch this now, watch this. He says, the time is coming and it has come right now. Right now. Right now. We ain't got no time to be playing. Right now. He says, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Ain't that what your book says? He says, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is seeking true worshipers. Now watch this now. God is not seeking your rhetoric. God says, look, woman, I'm not seeking that mess y'all talking about up on that mountain. I'm not seeking that what they're talking about in Jerusalem. That's past. And so the time is right now, and tonight, let me tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Don't y'all tell nobody. Tell your secret. The time is right now. For us to worship the Father in spirit. And in truth. But I can never worship the Father in spirit, in truth, until I get the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit must live in me. Before I can get the truth, you ever notice, like I told you this morning, you ever notice folk, they 75, 80 years old in the church and still cutting up, fussing up, messing up, acting a fool? Why? They got the truth, but they don't have the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit must lead me to where? To the truth. It doesn't do me any good to read the Bible if I don't have the Spirit of Christ living in me. Are y'all with me or not? Now, watch this here now. Now, the Spirit of God must live in me. Now, how do I know that? First of all, let's go back to the book of Acts. In Acts 1, 4, and 5, the Bible says, Jesus was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift. I promise, as I told you before, I showed you this morning, I said, didn't I tell you back in Acts 4 and verse number 10? I said, watch the word. Gift. I must have that gift. Jesus said in verse 10 of John 4, if you only knew the gift. If you only knew the gift. You see, I must have the gift. The gift is what? The Holy Spirit. If I don't have the Holy Spirit, the truth, I'll never get to. I told you this morning, you know, you ever notice how folk can read over and over and over again that you are to forgive one another?
Yeah.
That you must love each other as I love you.
Yeah.
And ain't no love in the church.
Lord.
Ain't no forgiving in the church.
Yeah.
But we got the truth.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
Now that's just me. I don't know. I mean, I might be a little off sometimes, but that just might be me.
Well.
But somehow or another we're missing the truth. Why? Because the Spirit is not in me. I must have the gift. And because I went down in that water and I came up, you know that water over there, go down, you dunk them. I mean, that's why it's important to teach people.
Yeah.
They come up out the water, they're just as drunk as when they went down.
Yeah.
Paul says don't be drunk with wine, didn't he, over in Ephesians 5?
Yeah.
But be filled with what?
Spirit.
Holy Spirit. So we must be filled with the Spirit before we can ever get to the truth.
My Lord, my Lord.
That's why Jesus said the time is coming and that time is right now. He says God is seeking true worshipers, those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, or God is spirit, and they that worship Him are what? Must.
Well,
worship Him in what?
Spirit.
In spirit. Y'all can say it a little bit louder. Spirit! Because if we miss that, the truth don't mean much to us.
Amen.
We cannot be obedient.
Amen.
There's no way I can be obedient. And I'm going to show you this week, and I don't want to jump too ahead of myself, but you know when Paul talks about that you know, an unspiritual man cannot understand the things that God is talking about.
Amen. Right.
Paul was talking to the church.
Amen.
That's why some folks just can't get it.
Yes, that's true.
We done beat the whole world up and all fighting. Man, it's time to stop fighting.
Amen.
It's time now to embrace the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's time now to let the Spirit have His way in my life.
Yeah.
It's time now for me to... you know what it's time to do, church? It's time right now. The time, and Jesus said, right now.
Yeah.
It's time now for the church. To love.
Amen.
It's time now for the church to have some joy.
Amen. Amen, brother.
It's time now that the church to have some peace. You ain't gonna you're not gonna get peace in the world, but the peace belongs in Christ.
Yeah, right.
If I can't have no peace in the church, I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah.
If I can't have no joy in the church, I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah.
See, when the Spirit is working, when the Spirit working in you, man, and the Spirit working in you, man, and the Spirit working in you, guess what? Ain't nothing coming out of that but joy. But now, if you full of hell, you got a little hell in you, and you crazy as can be, we got a problem. We got a problem. So you see what I'm saying? The Spirit, we got to let the Spirit have His way. Love! Jesus said, John 13:34-35, didn't He? A new commandment I give you. And that is that you love each other as I have loved you. He says, by this the whole world will know that you are my disciples, or that you belong to me. Love that you have one for another. And you know what? He says that's the proof to the world that you belong to me. But guess what? I can't do it. I can't love like Jesus. Man, I ain't going to no cross for you. I ain't dying. What are you talking about? Die for who? Man, die for who? I can't do it. That's why I must be empowered. Whoa, I must be empowered by a supernatural force. Somebody else got to do it. The Holy Spirit, He can do it. Y'all stay with me now. I don't want to lose you because I get off track.
Well,
you get good to me and I get to shaking.
All right.
But that ain't what the Holy Spirit be doing. That's just my brother pre-wit. Amen. But church, what I'm trying to get you to see is we can't do this.
Amen.
We done tried it our way.
Amen.
And that's why the church is declining. Because we done tried it our way. See, we done jumped the horse here. We done jumped past the Spirit, and we got the truth. We got the truth. Ain't that what we holler? Man, everybody got the Bible in their buildings. Every building got the Bible. Man, the Baptist got the Bible. The Methodist got the Bible. The Presbyterian got the Bible. The Catholic. Everybody got the truth. But are you obedient to the truth?
Man, that's the question.
The Spirit.
Amen.
Plus truth equals worship.
Yeah.
I can't worship God if all I got is the truth.
No.
I need the Spirit.
Because
the truth don't mean much to me anymore.
My Lord.
The truth tells me to give according to my prosperity, but I give according to your prosperity, brother, and you ain't got no job. See that? Oh, that went right past y'all, didn't it? Shoom, go, boy. They missed that one, amen. But now I'm trying to tell you, church, the Spirit. Jesus says the time is coming, and that time is right this moment.
Yeah.
Says, well, the Spirit got, you got the, in other words, I'm going to put it to y'all very simple. I got to live in you.
Yeah.
That's why Paul could say in Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me.
Yeah.
Jesus is telling this woman, you know, and she didn't get it either, just like Nick when he came to Nicodemus.
Right.
And he told Nicodemus, didn't he? He says, you must be born again of the what?
Born of the
what? Of the Spirit. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. I told you this morning. Tomorrow night, y'all come back. It's going to be, who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Who is your daddy?
That's right.
Who's your big papa? Amen. You got to be born. But you know, Satan, John 8:44, I believe it is. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus says, you Pharisees, you are of your father.
Yeah.
Everybody got a daddy.
Yeah.
Everybody up in here got a physical daddy and a spiritual daddy.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody daddy might, oh Lord, I'm jumping ahead of myself. It gets good to me, boy. Amen. I ain't going to hold you too long. Amen.
Yeah.
But church, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The time Jesus was referring to came in the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm. Sure
did. After Jesus dies and died and Jesus rose again, he sent his Spirit.
Yeah.
To indwell all believers.
Sure enough.
Acts 2 and verse number 4. And everyone present. Watch this. Everyone present was filled with that what? Holy Spirit.
Everybody.
Filled.
Right.
That's why the first. And we're going to talk about this here too this week.
Mm-hmm.
A spirit filled. A spirit led. A sanctified. A holy church.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first century church. We ain't seen that since the first century, I don't believe. But that's why they was moving so fast. That's why the church was growing in great numbers. That's why they was growing. Because they had such the Spirit, they was filled with so much Spirit, the things that they had. The Bible says they didn't even call it their own. Is that all
right?
That don't belong to me. Who it belongs to then? It belongs to the Holy Spirit. That's why they can come and lay it at the apostles' feet.
Yeah.
Ananias and Sapphira tried to lie to the Holy Spirit. Well, let me tell you something. I told you this morning, Holy Spirit ain't nothing mystical.
Right.
Holy Spirit is a He.
That's right. He sure is.
That's God. That's the third person of the Godhead.
Amen.
Third person in the Trinity.
Yes.
God.
Yeah.
God is in heaven and Jesus sat on the right hand of the Father. I wonder who we got down here.
Oh.
Because, boy, if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, Satan would have his way. You talking about Satan having his way?
Amen.
That's why a lot of times, I don't know what folk, boy, I'm telling you, folk ain't got the Holy Spirit living in them. Some of these folks need an exorcist.
Lord.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You must have the Spirit living in us.
Amen.
We got to have the Spirit.
Amen.
I told you this morning, Jacob laid down and seen that ladder that he over in Genesis 28. In Genesis, he laid down, watch this, he seen that ladder ascending and descending. You know, he seen the ladder going up to heaven, rather, and then he seen them angels ascending and descending. You know, Jacob says, surely this must be the house of God.
Yeah.
Paul says, but if I tarry long, thou ought to know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. This the church this is our dress rehearsal for eternity.
Amen.
And you know what? We got to work this thing out in the church.
Sure.
That's why we got to love church. We got to love because on this ladder, we got to make it up this ladder.
Amen.
We got to make it up this ladder.
Amen.
We got to walk this ladder.
Amen.
We got to ascend to heaven.
Amen.
The only way that we're going to ascend to heaven, we got to get all this hell up out of us. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get this hell up out of me.
All right.
We can't do it, church. We got to have the Holy Spirit because He empowers us.
Mm-hmm.
We are weak.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We are weak.
Yes.
We need Jesus.
Yes.
We can't do this thing by ourselves. And that's why Jesus says, woman, the time is coming. You know, it's not going to matter. Y'all fussing and fighting about over here. I done told the Church of Christ, I've been trying to tell you ever since I've been preaching. Stop all that fussing.
Amen.
Stop all that fussing about who's right and who's wrong. And stop all of that. What about if we just got the Holy Spirit? We done missed the Holy Spirit. We trying to teach everybody else something and we done missed Him. We done missed Him and we dying. I've never seen so. There's more fornication, more adultery, more lies, more stealing. More, I guess your voice in the Church of Christ than anywhere else.
Look out.
And you know what? We don't talk about that. How many times do you talk about fornicating? How many times do we talk about lies? We don't even bring the brothers in no more.
Good question, brother, and a good statement.
We don't even bring them in no more.
Good statement.
But we'll beat folk up to death about a mechanical instrument and some music. Man, I'm not caring about no mechanical instrument. Y'all, let them answer for that. What we need is the Spirit. We need to learn how to love one another. I need a little love, folk. Love me. I want to make it to heaven because that ladder's getting steeper. As I get older, it just gets steeper and steeper. Man, I want to learn how to love like Jesus.
Amen.
I want to be a sacrifice.
Amen. Amen.
I want to come to the point where I don't have to backbite no more.
Amen.
I want to come to the point where I don't lie on nobody.
No.
I want to come to the point where everything that I do for you, brother, is unconditional.
Amen. Amen.
I want to come to that point. I want to see. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I cannot do this. I want to come to the point where I can turn the other cheek.
Amen.
I want to come to that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you mess around and talk about me too much, and it gets to hurting me. I cuss back. But I want to get to the point where Jesus never opened His mouth. I can't do that. You slap me, I'm slapping you back. I'm going to hit you with a hammer so you don't slap me twice. See, I told you I'm not as well as I pretend to be. Amen. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess y'all know I'm not that well, huh? Amen. I want the Spirit. I want Him. I want Him to dwell in me. See, I want to get to that point where none of this matters. I want to get to the point, amen, where I'm not fighting with folk. I want to get to the point, man, where I can love.
Amen.
Like Jesus loved.
Amen.
I want to get to the point where I can go down there on Skid Row.
Amen.
And have a 5-course meal with a chicken wing.
Amen.
I want to get to the point where I can go out and reach out and touch somebody.
Yeah.
Where I want to get to the point where I can say, the Spirit is upon me. I'm anointed.
Well,
that's what I want.
Amen.
But I'll never get there until I get to know Him.
Yeah.
I done said this, and I've said 1,000 times, you don't invite strangers in your house.
Well,
prove me wrong. You go out there and invite. Just start inviting Ned DeWino and all the rest of them in your house. You don't know them. Just go out there and start inviting them in your house. You know you don't do that.
Right.
And you're not going to invite the Holy Spirit into your temple. Because we are the temple of God, 1 Corinthians 3.
Yeah. Amen. That's true.
And the Spirit must be living in me.
Yeah.
Abiding in me, John 15. Abiding in me.
Yeah.
But if I don't know Him, I'm not going to invite Him in.
Because
He's not going to come where He's not welcome.
Yeah.
Still got your free will.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to know Him.
Yeah.
Embrace Him.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of Him, because folk talking about we holy and sanctified, that don't worry about that. We are holy.
Yeah.
And we are sanctified.
Yeah.
And we all have to shout sometimes.
Yeah.
If God been good to you, why can't you shout?
Yeah.
Why can't you praise Him?
Yeah.
Why can't you call? If the rocks can cry out, why can't I cry out?
Yeah.
Spirit living in me, and I got to sit up like I'm a rock. I'm dead.
Yeah.
He done did all this for me. He done died on the cross for me. Woke me up this morning. Alarm clock went off. I didn't hear that thing. God woke me up.
Yeah.
Put me on a flat ground.
Yeah. Surely.
Oh, who in the world would have, matter of fact, who in the world would have ever thought Brother P would have been preaching? You tell me the Holy Spirit, He is real, people.
Amen. Believe it.
He's real.
Amen.
He's real in my life.
Amen.
That's why I love that song. My God is real.
Amen.
He's real in my life. And watch this here in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said, what? To them repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift.
All right.
Lord.
All right.
Don't you miss your gift.
All right,
gift. That's why Jesus told that woman, said, woman, if you only knew.
Mm-hmm.
If you only knew.
Yeah.
The gift that God has awaiting you.
My Lord.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it ain't no Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. He.
Yeah.
He. Jesus says, if you only knew that He was awaiting you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Boy, I'm telling you, church, we need Him.
Yeah.
We need to let Him into our life.
Yeah.
In John 4 and verse number 10, Jesus answered and said to her, if you only knew that gift.
Right.
In 1 Corinthians 3:16, don't you know that you yourselves
yeah.
are God's temple?
Right.
Don't you know that you are God's temple?
Mm-hmm.
And that God's Spirit lives in you?
Well.
God's Spirit is supposed to be in me.
Amen.
We are the temple of God.
Yes.
Jesus told that woman, you know what? Jesus told that woman, that temple don't matter anymore.
Right.
That temple over there don't matter anymore.
Amen.
But what matters is this temple.
Yeah.
That's where God takes up residence.
Amen.
He says, that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the time is right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the Holy Spirit, if you don't know Him, and He's not in your life, you better let Him in your life tonight.
Amen.
You better let Him. I would hate to die and have not received my gift. My gift. That's my gift.
Yeah.
Hey man, you know what's sad? I told you folk go down in the water and they come up. They don't have a clue who the Holy Spirit is.
Lord.
I was in the church 11 years. I didn't know the Holy Spirit. I thought I didn't know Him. I'm just going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
11 years. All I knew how to do was fuss and fight.
Lord.
Thought I was the only one going to heaven. Boy, what kind of mess is that? I'm the only one going to heaven. I'm the only one going to heaven. I'm shacking up.
Lord have mercy.
Lying.
Mm-hmm.
Unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a clue how to love. Don't have a clue. Ain't fed not one homeless person nowhere. Ain't don't know how to give. But I'm the only one going to heaven. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Because
yes,
I didn't know Him. I'm trying to prove everybody else wrong. Done forgot all about myself.
Yeah.
Thinking I'm right. Because I'm in the Church of Christ.
Well.
And you know, and that's why I tell people all the time, Church of Christ, hey, you know the doctrine is right. There's only one church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if that's all the person knows, guess what? That's all they lean on.
Mm-hmm.
I done made it through the door, and that's all I need. That's why folks sit in the church 70 years and don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Won't do nothing.
Lord,
won't do nothing. Why? Because you done already did what you need to do to get to heaven.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
See, you see the subliminal, you see the message in there when you tell people they're the only ones going to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Man, God will have judgment upon who He shall have judgment upon.
Right, right.
I can't tell folk that they're not going to heaven. What I can tell them is the truth.
Amen.
Why? Because the Spirit lives in me. And when I tell them the truth, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell them in love.
Amen.
I'm going to have compassion on the sinner.
Amen.
I don't have to box with you.
Amen.
Man, don't you know everybody I'm bringing to Christ nowadays is, you know, most of the time I don't even have to talk about the church.
Mm-hmm.
I just talk about the love of God.
Well,
you know, if He can save me, boy, He can save you. You ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
And I get to telling my story. You know, I sit down and cry with folk.
Mm-hmm.
Be just weeping. And then they be looking at, when they start looking at me strange, this is a weak little fella. They get to looking at me strange, then I say, I'm Jeremiah the prophet. Weeping prophet. That's the spirit. The spirit has to move me. I have to be supernaturally charged. I can't love like Jesus unless he is in me. I can't give like Jesus unless he's in me. And the Bible says that, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? It's not about that temple. It's about this temple. So when we read that we must worship in spirit and in truth, it simply means we must be indwelt.
Right.
With God's spirit to actually worship him. Consider, we're going to close on this note. Consider Romans 8, verses 9 through 11. Look what Paul says. He says, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the spirit.
Well,
if you have the spirit of God living in you.
Yes.
So that tells me that some folk ain't got it.
Yes.
Paul says, if you have the spirit living in you. That's who controls you.
Amen.
Now, how do you know you got the Spirit? Well, one way you know you got it is because it produces something. Galatians 5, 22, 23, 24, 25. Read. You'll know that you got the Spirit because it's going to produce something. First thing it's going to do is it's going to produce love. And guess what? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 in verse number 2, if you don't have love, you are nothing. So you'll never have joy if you don't love nobody. If you know what real joy comes from? When you see, let me show you something about joy. Joy is this here, right? Joy is Jesus, others, and you. That's real joy. Spirit of Christ living in me. And then when I got the Holy Spirit living in me, I see through the lenses, I see through the eyes of Jesus. What I see is suffering. What I see is humanity. So my job becomes, I told you, Romans 12, 1, that I am a servant. That's why Jesus says in Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thought it not robbery, rather, to be equal with God. But he took upon himself the form of a slave. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, he says, I've become a slave to all men. You see, when I have the Spirit living in me, Jesus, when I have the Spirit living in me, I become a servant to all men. And when I become a slave for God, amen. You know, when he becomes my master, I become his slave. Guess what happens at the end of the day? If I got something for myself, I might take care of myself. If Christ is your master, if you're a slave to Christ, for Christ, did not Paul say, I'm a slave for Christ? And if I'm a slave for Christ, church, let me tell you something. All I can do is see others suffering. And at the end of the day, if I got something left, I give it to me. If I don't, I get up and I do it all over again. Can you do that?
That's a good question.
Can you do that?
That's a good question.
That's what really brings us joy.
Yeah.
Joy is a byproduct of a right relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
That's what brings us joy, people.
Yes.
Can I do that? No. Unless I am indwelt with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Look what Paul says. And we close. But if you're not controlled by your sinful nature, you are controlled by the Spirit.
Yes.
He says you are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you.
Amen.
And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all.
Right.
So if you don't have the Spirit living in you, then you don't belong to him. You do not belong to him.
Right.
And Christ lives within you. And so even though your body will die because of sin, The Spirit gives you life. Because you have been made right with God. Now, how have you been made right with God? Through the Spirit. Right there. Everything that we do in the realm of Christianity is governed by the Holy Spirit. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, Paul says, we don't belong to Him.
Right.
I don't care how many scriptures you quote. You can quote from Genesis to Revelation, and from Revelation to Genesis. You can stop somewhere in the Psalms. You can go all the way through Proverbs. I don't care. You can quote, 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 quote. If you don't have the Spirit, you don't belong to Christ.
Right.
If you don't love like Jesus, Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, and that is that you love each other as I love you.
Amen.
You ain't willing to die for somebody. Shut up. And get the Spirit.
Amen.
Because if we don't, we don't belong to Him. And then look what Paul says. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you do not belong to Him. Tonight, as we close, please, church, please, come back the rest of the week. And we're going to continue to work on this Spirit. God in Christ has initiated the Masonic Age that we live in today. With the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're led by the Spirit into the truth. That gives us a right to worship God. That's why Jesus could say in John 16 and verse number 13, y'all know the scripture well. But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. You would never get to the truth without being guided. Can't guide myself. It's going to take the Holy Spirit. John 14 and verse number 6, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Church, tonight I pray that I've said something. Please come back the rest of the week. Tomorrow we're going to deal with who is your daddy. And I'll give you the text for Tuesday night when you come back tomorrow. I ain't going to give you too much. Who is your daddy? I want you to go home and think about that. And the scripture text tomorrow, we're going to be coming from John 3. And I want us to look at what Jesus says. I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life. But the Holy Spirit gives birth to the spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. Who's your daddy? You think about it tonight. We're going to work on the Holy Spirit all week. And when we get up out of here by Thursday, I want us to be shouting. No, I was only kidding. But by the end of the week, I want the church to be in a place where we can drop down all of these strongholds. We can get rid of these strongholds that's holding us back. I want the church to be in a place where we can forgive. I want the church to be in a place where we can accept. I want the church to be in a place where they will let the Holy Spirit rule their life. And sometimes, I told you this morning, I want to see the church in a place where the church is love. As Paul says, love is never rude. Love is never jealous. Love is never impatient.
Right.
That's why I want to see the church. I want to see the church where we're never just irritated about every little bitty thing. She in my seat. Hat too big. That brother got, look at that brother going to wear blue because I got on blue. See, all that type of stuff. I want to see the church in a place where all the congregations in San Diego can come together. We're going to deal with that because the Holy Spirit don't divide. That's us. It ain't the Holy Spirit. So we know we can drop that Holy Spirit, and we're going to deal with Ephesians 4. We know for a fact that's not the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Here we are. I guarantee you, between all the black congregations in this city, I guarantee you, and I ain't being prejudiced, but I'm talking to those black folk. Between all the black congregations in the city, I guarantee you, we ain't got 1,000 people. Ain't got 1,000 people, and Peter preached one sermon and got 3,000. Here we are 2,000 years later, and we ain't got 1,000 in this city. And it's 1.5 million people up in here. Something wrong.
Yes.
We're missing something. See, in order to us to win this battle, we have to be empowered.
Yes.
Running around talking about we got the truth. Yeah, we might have the truth, but what are we doing with the truth? Spirit got to lead this thing, people. Spirit has to lead this thing. And we're going to get into Romans 8 Tuesday night. I'm going to tell you that much. I ain't going to tell you the name of the sermon, but we're going to get into Romans 8 Tuesday night. I love every one of you. Don't get mad at me because I preach and I just tell the truth.
I love you, brothers.
We're missing some stuff. You'll never fix it until you realize you got a problem. You know, I used to drink whiskey. Y'all didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that. I used to drink whiskey, and as long as I thought I wasn't an alcoholic, I never fixed it. Then one day I realized I woke up and I was under the curb. I wasn't at the curb. I hadn't hit bottom. I was bottom. I woke up and said, man, this ain't what I signed up for. And it was then that I began to get some help. The church will never, get this thing right until we just come to grips with it.
Yeah.
That we got some real, real internal issues.
Yeah.
And don't feel like it's your problem.
Right.
That it's your fault, brother. It is our problem. But don't feel like it's our fault. I don't feel like that anymore. This stuff started long before I was born. They've been fussing and fighting around here for a long time. And we just happened to, you know, and that's what makes it so difficult for us today. We done inherited this thing, and guess what? We have inherited a mess. So now it's time to fix it. It's time to fix it. And that is, you know who? He can fix it. We can't. If you're here tonight, you're not a child of God, please give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. And if you give your life to Jesus Christ tonight, Jesus is going to give you a gift. And that is the Holy Spirit. He's going to give it to you.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
He's going to give it to you. That's why, you know, if you believe the facts of the gospel, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of your sins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Peter says in Acts 2:38 that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And then from there, you can allow the Spirit to have His way in your life.
Yeah.
You can do that tonight. And if you are a member of the church tonight and you have fallen away, and you realize that the Spirit is not working in you because you have decided that you're not going to love. You have decided that you're not going to forgive. You have decided that you're just going to outright be unfaithful. You have made a decision. If you've done all of that, you don't have to tell Brother Prewitt anything. But you get it right with God tonight.
Tonight.
You get it right. Because we don't know what's on tomorrow.
Yeah.
James says, whereas you know not what is on tomorrow.
Yeah.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor. It appears for a little time and then it just vanishes away.
Yeah.
Man, we can walk out of here and be, and you know the world is in such bad shape.
Yeah.
So if the Spirit is not living in you, I want you to just pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray and ask God, give me your Spirit. Put Him back in my life.
Yes.
I'm sorry, God, that I have strayed like this.
Yes, wonderful.
God, I just give me another opportunity. Give it to me, God. God, I love you because I know how much you love me. And I know I cannot do this on my own. That's what I'm trying to get you all to see. We cannot do this on our own. We must be empowered. We must be empowered.
Yes.
We must be empowered.
Yes.
Let us stand and sing a song of encouragement.